A new option for arthritis pain. Carol's arthritis was getting worse. Her back, knees, hands, and right shoulder ached, making her life miserable. She was told to avoid taking anti-inflammatory medicines like Motrin or Aleve because of being on a blood thinner medicine. Her family doctor asked me, what could I give Carol for joint pain that would be safe for her while she's on a medicine for blood thinning? We tried Tylenol arthritis extended relief first. She started taking 2 tablets twice a day, once in the morning and at bedtime. Within a week, Carol's pain level in her back, her knees, and shoulders dropped from a 10 out of 10 to a 6 out of 10. My knees and back feel much better, but is there anything you can suggest to help the arthritis in my hands? It still really bothers me. I suggested that we try an anti-inflammatory medicine like ibuprofen and naproxen, which is the same as Motrin or Aleve, but as a gel applied to her hands instead of taking it as a pill. Ketorolac, ibuprofen, and naproxen belong to a family of drugs called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs for short. NSAID medicines help relieve swelling and pain, whether from a sudden injury like a muscle sprain or a strain, or from chronic inflammation such as from arthritis. Many Americans could benefit from using an NSAID medication for pain and inflammation, but like Carol, cannot take them safely for long periods of time. Now there is an alternative. There are several medicines available as topical gel or patches. When rubbed into the skin, an NSAID can help ease the pain of sprains and strains, as well as the chronic pain of osteoarthritis. Applying an NSAID as a gel to your skin can help relieve pain and stiffness without the risk of serious side effects like stomach pain, bleeding, or heart and kidney problems. In September 2012, the Cochrane Institute published a review of multiple studies called a meta-analysis on the topic of topical NSAIDs for chronic musculoskeletal pain in adults. They collected and evaluated groups of studies using topical NSAIDs, including some that were completed by the drug company but never published. Diclofenac and ibuprofen help relieve muscle and joint pain when applied to the skin. Diclofenac, in particular, is equally effective whether you use it as a topical gel or take it as a pill. What's really cool is it's now available without a prescription as Voltaren gel. Other formulations of diclofenac are accessible only by a doctor's order. These include Pennsaid solution and Flector patches. Here are 5 tips on using a topical NSAID for pain and stiffness. Number 1, small areas work best. Topical pain medicines work best for treating a specific area that you can easily reach, like Carol's arthritis in her hands. Number 2, topical NSAIDs are safe for people who take a blood thinner. Switching to a topical NSAID can help relieve chronic pain and inflammation while minimizing the risks of stomach pain and bleeding from taking an NSAID pill. Number 3, avoid taking more than one anti-inflammatory medicine at a time. The over-the-counter pain relievers Aleve, also known as naproxen, and Motrin, also known as ibuprofen, are very closely related to diclofenac. You should avoid taking either of these when using a topical NSAID like Voltaren gel. Number 4, don't skip doses. When you apply diclofenac gel to your joints several times a day, it builds up and that improves its ability to control pain and inflammation. You can actually get an even higher concentration of medicine in your joint fluid using it topically than if you took it as a pill. This will give you better results without risking dangerous side effects from NSAIDs, such as stomach bleeding and kidney problems. Number 5, consider other topical NSAIDs. If Voltaren gel, also known as Ketorolac, doesn't help you, you can ask your doctor if you could try applying a different NSAIDs. Pharmacists who specialize in compounding custom medicines make topical formulations for other NSAIDs like ibuprofen, ketoprofen, piroxicam, even indomethacin. A prescription to a compounding pharmacist may be able to give you additional pain relief. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.